Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on the telephone. Aaron Soigling is with us this morning. Aaron is Iowa State University Extension and Outreach field agronomist. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing well this morning, Jim.
Very good. We want to talk about an issue that's gotten a whole lot more play. A lot more folks are hearing about it. Palmer amaranth is a weed that is getting a lot of attention these days. Why have we not heard much about this before?
Well, to be real honest, Jim, it's not really been much of an issue in Iowa. It has been an issue in the South, and it's been a little more evasive, particularly in the South as you get into Alabama, Arkansas, Missouri in particular in the last few years. It's becoming more of a problem for crop producers going forward.
Is it something that's worked its way here? How has it gotten here?
A couple different methods of how it actually got here. One, there's been a lot of sightings this past season in a lot of fields out there, and so there's equipment contamination. As equipment moves north, we bring those weed seeds in those machines, and it has the ability to contaminate fields. The other one that it's moved in is in conservation plantings, and so if we have growers that have implemented conservation plantings in the last 2 years, we believe that a lot of that seed came from those plantings, and so that's why we've seen a big explosion or discussion in Iowa about Palmer amaranth.
Is this similar to anything else out there?
It's similar to water hemp, and we're all familiar with water hemp. And so a lot of the control tactics would be the same. What differentiates itself a little bit is that it has a much more aggressive growth habit. So typically it will grow twice as fast as conventional water hemp that we know it. So instead of growing maybe an inch a day or half inch a day, this plant can grow to a maximum of 2 or 3 inches a day.
Nobody likes that.
No, and from a weed control management perspective, it makes it very difficult. It makes it so identification is really important, and how people can begin to identify it is the first thing. When you look at the plant, it'll have a much more bush-type appearance than standard water hemp. And the other thing that will really set it apart is it will be prickly to the touch, similar to like a thistle. So when you grab that plant, it'll be prickly, where normal water hemp that we have here in southwest Iowa, it's just smooth.
Now, is this something that is affecting just farm plots, or is this getting into other residential areas too?
It would be, you know, a possibility in a residential area, although we find it very rarely there. It's just something that I think we'll see over time. We'll just notice it a little bit more in row crop fields.
Well, I've noticed even at the state level, even at the state legislative level, I've heard talk about this. It must be something that's being taken very seriously.
It is being taken very seriously. There's discussion about making it a noxious weed in Iowa, and that's the discussion that's occurring at the legislature currently. And so politically, I'm not going to get involved in that discussion or comments, because I don't think, you know, putting it on the noxious weed list is going to make it go away or change our management tactics. So what we want to focus on is having producers be able to identify the weed, and then we can begin to look at control measures.
You bet. What are the hazards with this? I mean, outside of it's a weed and it's taking up resources that you'd like to have going elsewhere, what are the hazards?
You know, the biggest hazard, I think, is just where it propagates itself, and we get to a point where it's resistant to several of the herbicides that we have, and so then it becomes a little more evasive. We can use tillage in a lot of areas to control it, and deep tillage does a good job of controlling it, but that may not fit everyone's conservation plan, or it may not fit into some certain places. So I guess that's the threat initially, Jim.
Can it overrun a field?
In the South, they have had serious issues of it overrunning a field. Here in Iowa, I'm not real concerned about it overrunning a field unless it's been really poorly managed.
Well, and that's the whole point of this, as you said, is identification and education, so that folks have an understanding of what it is they're actually looking for, how to identify it, and then once you do, how to get taken care of.
Exactly. Yep. And that's the number one thing. And that we'll be doing a workshop this Friday at the Armstrong Research Farm from 2 to 4 if anyone would like to come out and learn how to identify it. And then if they have specific questions about it, I'll be doing a workshop out there this Friday.
Yeah, what will folks learn? Primarily what we're talking about here, how to identify?
Exactly. That's what we're going to do, Jim. We're going to talk about how to identify it. We're going to talk about control measures. And then, you know, we'll give a little bit of history on how it got here and why it got here and kind of, you know, why we've seen a big explosion in the last year with it.
What should folks bring with them? Anything?
Nope. Just show up and you know, the ability to learn. And if they want to take a few notes, they can. I'll have a few handouts available for producers that want to take things home.
And this is a free event?
This is free, correct.
Okay, there's no cost on that at all. And again, this is coming up this Friday, April 7th, 2 to 4 in the afternoon, and that's going to be held at the Armstrong Research Farm there near Lewis. So just come on down and well, learn more about it so you don't have those issues. Have we? Is this something that's occurred here just in the last year or two, or has this been slowly creeping in?
We have had it here in southwest Iowa. There's been a couple locations I've been monitoring for about the last 4 years. And they've not really expanded or grown, but it did explode this last summer in a lot of conservation plannings. And so we have 49 counties in Iowa that it's been identified in.
That's about half the counties then.
Yeah.
So it is moving around. Are there certain conditions that it thrives in?
Yeah, it kind of thrives in these conservation plannings where we're not doing a lot of management to them because we're trying to establish a lot of things, and it tends to have a longer growing season, so it comes later in the season. So that's why we are challenged with identifying it early, and we don't really find it until July and August.
And by then, it's pretty tough. It's pretty deep into the season.
Correct.
All right, very good. Well, folks would like to know more, and they can't make it to this particular workshop. How would they find out more information?
You can just contact their local county extension office, and we'll have resources available for them at their local office.
Okay, very good. That's important stuff. Make sure you learn what you can and keep on top of these things so they don't get out of control. Very good. Aaron, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
You bet. Have a great day, Jim.